Hey friends, welcome back to the Making It in the Messy Middle podcast. So excited that you're here today, and I cannot wait to see how we will grow together. Hey guys, welcome back. I am super excited to have you here today, just like I am every week. But this week I'm even more excited because we are starting our Women in the Bible Who Changed the World series. And I think that it's going to be an awesome series. I'm going to have some guests on the podcast later on who are going to help me discuss and look at these women in ways that maybe we haven't seen them before. And we're going to talk about these imperfections that brought them to where they are today and the amazing things that God did through them. I'm super excited to start this, and I'm even more excited because we're going to start with Esther. And Esther is my absolute favorite. I adore Esther. Nothing in this world inspires me more than her courage and her strength and just everything that she was. I think that our mantras might have been the same. You know, Esther 4:14 says, "And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this." That is my anthem. That is my mantra. And I don't know, maybe she heard that once and never thought about it again, but it makes me smile to think that a queen who saved her entire population heard that, heard those words, and kept them in her head for the rest of her life, for every hard thing that came next. And not only that, but she let those words inspire people for generations. Just think about how Mordecai feels up there in heaven, looking down at the world, knowing that his words to his cousin have caused so much action. All those people who have heard these words run through their brains and have made the decision to go forward with the hard thing that the world needed them to do, but they were too scared to dive into. I know that those words have inspired me. Like I said, they're my mantra. They're my anthem. I use them all the time for anything that I feel is necessary to do, but that's scary, but that's hard. I just did this last week with my latest podcast, something that was very hard for me to do, very trying for me to say, very difficult for me to conceptualize and talk about in an open space. But those words, just like I said in the last podcast, they ran through my brain while I was thinking about it, and I just couldn't not go forward with what I felt needed to be done. And I think that's what happens when people hear those words. But I don't want to just talk about the good deed and that sort of inspiring thing that, not sort of inspiring, but very inspiring thing that Esther did. But I want to hone in on something that I think we forget about sometimes. Something that can make her story even more inspiring than it already is. Queen Esther had a hard life. We don't know why, but Esther 2 and verse 7 says that Esther had neither father nor mother. She was an orphan. So she was raised by her cousin Mordecai. Not only that, but then she was ripped from her home, from someone that historically and politically speaking, she probably did not care very much for. And then she was forced to do things by that person that she probably didn't want to do. Guys, I think sometimes we paint this pretty picture of what happened when Esther was brought before the king, and we make it seem like it was this big beauty contest. But like I said, historically speaking, that's not what this was. It was something much more difficult for her to go through. It was something that would have been scary and would have been hard and would have been very difficult. But she went through that. She got through that. She survived that. And then she became that man's wife. Queen Esther had a hard life. But when the time came, she rose to the occasion. Not without hesitation, but she rose. She was so much like all of us today. Hesitant. Scared. I mean, probably terrified. Her life was at stake. She could have been killed. And she was being asked to do something that she did not have to do. But you see, this is what makes Esther my absolute favorite. This right here. God never spoke to her. At least, not that it's recorded, and I really feel like it would have been recorded. But just like those of us today, Esther was never specifically told by God what she needed to do to fix the terrible situation that she and her people were in. She was never called out and brought to a burning bush and told exactly what she needed to do, and then still scared and still hesitant. She was never you know, brought to Jesus's side, and Jesus told her exactly what needed to happen in her life, and all she had to do was this one thing, and she was gonna be okay. She was never given any of those assurances, but she did it anyway. She thought about it. She prayed about it. She listened to the important and trusted people in her life, and she moved forward. She did a great and mighty thing. But here's what makes this story so important. You can too. You can do a great and mighty thing too. God has plans for you and your imperfect and hard past. I feel like sometimes we get so caught up in what our past looks like that we forget to look at what our future can be. Because, you see, our pasts can be hard. They can be impossible. Our present can be hard, and it can be impossible. But God has plans for us. We just have to learn to trust in Him. That's the biggest and most important thing that we can learn from Esther, is trust in God. She wasn't told by Him what to do, but she trusted that she would be taken care of. She trusted that she needed to do this important thing and that it would work. She trusted God. Esther could have let her past hold her back and let that fear that was creeping rule, but she didn't. She stepped up in a big way, and you can too. Don't let that fear keep you down and hold you back. Let your submission be one of action. That's my definition of submission. I like to think of it as the Esther definition. One of action. Letting God direct the movements you make. Not just sitting around and waiting for things to happen, but actively being a part of God's story for you. Perhaps you are here for such a time as this. Now go. Do. Be.
And as always, guys, keep on.